Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I'm going to talk in this happy bit all about how to raise your vibe so that your family benefits. I truly believe that we all have a vibrational level that we learned in our home of origin, what you learned from your parents, what did they model for you, and then turn that around and think about what are you modeling for your kids energetically? Are you often in the energy of fear and shame and guilt? Or are you working really hard to shift that energy to one of peace and calm and love, the higher vibe frequencies of emotion? Well, we're going to talk all about that in this happy bit, but first, a quick word from our sponsor. If you're like me, the list of books you want to read is just getting longer. You simply don't have time to read them all. That's why I love our sponsor, Blinkist, because it's the only app that takes thousands of best-selling nonfiction books, all of our favorite self-help books, and distills them down to their most impactful elements. So you can read or listen to a book in just 15 minutes, all on your phone. That means when your friends are talking about the newest Brené Brown book, you're going to know everything that book is about with only a 15-minute investment of your time. The Blinkist library is massive and includes timeless classics like 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, all the way up to Amazon current bestsellers like 12 Rules for Life and Antidote for Chaos. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for Vibrant Happy Women listeners. Go to Blinkist.com/vibrant to start your free 7-day trial to check it out. With Blinkist, you'll expand your knowledge in just 15 minutes, plus you can listen anywhere. Just think about it. Every time you're chauffeuring the kids around, you could get through another new book and be uplifted and inspired. So again, go to Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/vibrant to start your free 7-day trial. Okay, welcome back. I want you to think about your family of origin. What did you learn energetically from your parents or from your siblings? Were your parents high vibe and happy and calm and loving? Or more often, did you have depression or anxiety or fear, or frustration or stress modeled for you? Well, you might not think that affected you, but I have noticed people tend to at least start their adult life following the energetic vibration they learned from their parents. So in my home, my parents worked very hard. They were often stressed and exhausted. Was it the lowest vibe it could be? No. Did my parents do their best? Yes, they did a great job. I'm so glad I learned work ethic and honesty. They totally supported us. However, I do think generationally, this energy gets passed down. On my mom's side, there is this history of depression going down the pipe from my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mom. I even had some of this, and I decided I didn't want to pass that on to my kids. You all know the story of me hitting my low point when I had a miscarriage in 2010. My husband and I had this huge fight, and I thought, my goodness, what am I teaching my kids? And let me ask you the same thing. What have you been teaching your kids energetically? Are you teaching them to be stressed and frazzled and rushing and exhausted? Think about it. The greatest gift you can give your kids is your own happiness. But by extension, the greatest gift you can give your kids is a higher energetic vibrational frequency. What does that mean? Shifting yourself over and over and over again until you subconsciously and easily spend time in those higher vibration emotions of love, peace, and joy, the ones that feel amazing. So many of us think that we need to spend our time helping our kids get their homework done and rush to the next thing so they're going to get into a good college and they need all these extracurriculars and they have to have these good grades and they should eat these certain foods. And that might be fine and good, but when all is said and done, what energy are you showing your kids when you're doing those things? Most likely it's an energy of feeling frazzled and exhausted. After I had that miscarriage, I decided, hey, I am not going to spend another minute teaching my kids to be exhausted and overwhelmed and frustrated. I'm not going to do this for them anymore. I'm going to give them the gift of my happiest self because I realized my energy is going to be carried on through the generations. And so as you think about your family of origin and your ancestors, and I want to ask you, is that what you want to pass down? Or do you want to be that person who stops the negative patterns and says, hey, I am going to teach my kids to be empowered and strong and to let go of any victim thinking. I'm going to teach my kids what it looks like to be vibrant and happy. I'm going to teach my kids what it looks like to own their happiness. Wow, what a gift. You couldn't give anything better. I truly believe that. So how do you make this shift? Step one to raising your energetic frequency. Take care of yourself. What are you doing to fill your cup? What are you doing to take care of you so that you can start your day more in that energy of love, joy, and peace? It's critical. Remember, the greatest gift you can give your kids and your family and your loved ones is your own happiness. It is so true because not only are they going to model how you're living, but energetically, without even knowing, at the subconscious level, they are going to carry forth into their lives the energy you are modeling for them and giving them in their daily lives. So it's critical that we take care of ourselves. What else do we need? I firmly believe that you need to spend way more time around higher vibe people. The more time you can spend around people who are happy and vibrant and loving and calm and peaceful, those people who kind of fill your cup just by being in their presence, the easier it will be for you to stay in that energetic frequency of love, joy, and peace as well. So think about the people you're spending time with. Do they help you to raise your vibration? Do they help you to increase your energetic frequency? The saying goes that we tend to be like the five people we interact with most. Mood and energy are highly contagious. We tend to shift into the same energies. And if you'd like to be a higher vibe person, what are you doing to expose yourself to these higher frequency energies of love and joy and peace and happiness? Who are those people that are helping you to lift your vibe? Well, that's one of the reasons I love the Vibrant Happy Women Club. And today is the last day that it is open until spring of 2019. The Vibrant Happy Women Club brings all of you listeners of this podcast together, all of you who want to improve yourselves and raise your vibration and choose happiness, model vibrant, happy living for your kids and your loved ones so that they can have a higher baseline energy. You know what's interesting? All those behaviors that we want to fix, like how we eat, losing weight, getting along better in our marriage, being a better parent, all of those goals we often set. Do you know what? If you shift your emotional energetic frequency first to something higher, those things resolve themselves. I kid you not. You have to first be that higher vibe person, and then all of those behaviors follow. Being comes before doing. Today is the day you can say, enough. I am not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be grumpy. I'm not going to fight with my husband. I am going to be and experience my life the way I want it to be right now, simply by being a vibrant, happy woman first. You can join us today by going to vibranthappywomenclub.com. Doors close tonight at midnight. And if you're listening to this after the fact, jump on to the Vibrant Happy Women Club waiting list. Doors will open again in spring of 2019. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenridey.com.